Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Bad. Shalom everyone, we have reached to the second Aliyah of Parasha Ki Tavo, When You Come. This Aliyah is found in Deuteronomy 26, from verse 12 through verse 15. And within that, we will read verses 12a, 13b, and verse 15. And it reads, When you have finished setting aside a tenth of all your produce, I have not turned aside from your commands, nor have I forgotten any of them. Look down from heaven, your holy dwelling place, and bless your people Israel and the land you have given us as a promise on oath to our forefathers, a land flowing with milk and honey. What's the relationship between the tithe and the rest of the commandments? This text teaches us that there is a relationship between faithfulness in tithing and the rest of the commandments. The one who is faithful with the tithe shows that the Eternal is the owner of everything he has. The commandment regarding the tithe is similar to the one for the Shabbat. Both commandments exist in order for us to acknowledge the eternal sovereignty. The one who tithes acknowledges the eternal sovereignty over matter, and the one who keeps Shabbat acknowledges the eternal sovereignty over time. The one who tithes is showing that Mammon is not his God, and the one who keeps Shabbat is showing that the Eternal is his God, by submitting part of the money and part of the time for the service to the Eternal in a special way with tithes and Shabbat, we open a door of dominion of the Eternal over the rest of the money and time of the week. In that way, these two commandments are platforms that helps us to be obedient to the Eternal in the rest. That's why the one who gives the tithe away and keeps Shabbat is also interested in fulfilling the rest of the commandments required for him. This text teaches that after having been faithful with the tithe, the blessing over the people and the land can be asked for. First, one gives the tithe and then the blessings come, not the other way around. It's not that the Eternal blesses you so you can tithe. One who thinks so is setting his priorities backwards, first myself and then the Eternal. In that case, the Eternal cannot bless you because you think you don't have enough to tithe and you are living it till the end. In case you have enough, then you'll give it. It is the other way around. First, you give the tithe so that the Eternal may bless what you have left, and then you'll have what you need. However, the commandment of Shabbat and tithes are not obligatory for non-Jews, but highly recommended, though. Through them, one shows his dedication to the Eternal and ability to live on a high spiritual level and experience the blessing that comes from that. Hashem blesses all those who keep Shabbat and give the tithe. Shalom.